School always came easy to Roy Dawson.
I can't really remember ever studying for a test or anything like that, you know.
Roy recalls his early academic life while sitting in a back booth at a strip mall Mexican restaurant in Burlington, a few miles from where he grew up. All the way through his first 2 years in high school, Roy was smart enough to get by with ease. But life itself was a little bit harder. Around the time he began his junior year at Eastern Alamance High School, his mom, Dolores, started losing the feeling in her arms and legs. Soon, she was bedridden. So Roy did the only thing he could. He dropped out of high school to get a job at Boston's sandwich shop and take care of her. But he was smart enough to know that dropping out was a bad long-term strategy. So the day after he left high school, he enrolled at Alamance Community College's adult high school degree program.
There you can clock in and out so that you can work and go to school, you know, around your schedule. I think you can go from 7:30 in the morning to 9 at night, so you could work during the day and go to school at night.
When he wasn't working or going to school, he was home, taking care of his mom, sometimes sleeping at the foot of her bed.
Oh, I would not have made it without him. No. I was, you know, diagnosed with neuropathy, was in the bed. Couldn't get out of the bed, couldn't even feed myself. I mean, I couldn't even lift my hands, my arms.
Roy got his high school degree in 1999, the same year he would have if he'd stayed at Eastern Alamance. And with his mom still sick, he bounced around in a series of jobs.
Fast food, delivering meat on a meat truck, roofing, was an assistant manager in a lube shop, you know, worked in factories, Honda Power Equipment, maintenance at a hotel, cooking in a hotel, waiting tables, dishwasher, you know, a lot of various jobs that didn't really have a future in it.
During those 8 years, his mom slowly got better. When she went on disability, he went back to Alamance Community College, this time with an eye on an associate's degree in computer science. One of his first assignments came in an English class. Write a personal essay. The teacher made him read it aloud.
And, like, the class loved it, you know. So then when I left the classroom and was going down the hall, the professor from the class, like, comes running down the hall, and she asked me if I was interested in English.
Yeah, I said to him I thought he was college material.
Maria Baskin was Roy's English teacher.
You know, usually we get excited about, you know, great minds. But this one was sort of great everything, and it was lovely to be around him and to listen to him and watch him kind of bloom and evolve and right in front of your eyes, because, I mean, he just ate it all up.
Baskin suggested that Roy enroll in a program called C-STEP. At the time, it was a fairly new effort to identify talented community college students and groom them for admission to UNC Chapel Hill. Even after two stellar academic years at Alamance Community College, waiting for acceptance to UNC was rough.
We were waiting for that for so long. I mean, I was losing my hair because I was, so was he.
Roy got in, joining about 100 other students in the program. The early results for C-STEP are encouraging, and they were for Roy as well. But then he got what, for him, was a demoralizing grade. A B- in modern political thought.
It was terrible. It was devastating. You know, it was really rough. It really hurt my pride a lot. And so I put even more effort into the next semester, and, you know, it picked up, never got a B- again.
Roy flourished at Carolina. He met his future wife and applied to law school. After another anxious waiting period, he learned that he was, in fact, good enough again, this time for UNC's law school.
Once I got to ACC and saw that, you know, I could do well, I really saw that a college education and doing well in college is the ticket to being able to, you know, be successful and be able to provide for your family the way you'd like to.
And Roy's success is not his alone.
Proud, elated, I mean, words just can't describe it, you know, and he's really the only one of my three kids that's really gone this far, and actually the only one in the family that's, you know, went to college and become, you know, a success story.
Roy Dawson's success story isn't over yet. The prospect of taking out $120,000 worth of student loans is enough to give anyone pause, especially if you're not too far removed from delivering meat on a truck. But Roy says he's confident his future is bright. Probably not a good idea to bet against him. Dave DeWitt, North Carolina Public Radio, WUNC.